From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some information leaked to the press in Washington yesterday has brought anger and frustration in Italy. News reports indicate that U.S. soldiers have been cleared of blame for killing an Italian agent in Iraq last month. Italy's opposition leaders have demanded their government address Parliament on the issue, but Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says he will only tackle the issue publicly once a commission of inquiry has completed its work. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The leaks from the U.S.-led investigation could not have come at a worse time for Prime Minister Berlusconi. Last week, his government collapsed after his coalition suffered a severe setback in regional elections. And when he went before Parliament today to present his new cabinet, the last thing he wanted to do was deal with an issue that has roiled Italian public opinion.
Unfortunate leaks have led some to speak improperly of the conclusions of an inquiry that's still underway. So I will not comment on those leaks. The government will speak only when the inquiry is completed.
The investigation was established after Italian secret agent Nicola Calipari was killed by a U.S. patrol on his way to Baghdad airport after he rescued an Italian hostage, journalist Giuliana Sgrena. News agencies quoted a U.S. Army official in Washington yesterday saying preliminary results of the investigation found that the soldiers had followed their rules of engagement and were therefore not to blame for the killing. U.S. officials had insisted from the start that the soldiers first made hand signals and flashed warning lights, but they said the Italian's car was speeding and they had to open fire to make it stop. However, another Italian secret agent who was driving the car and the journalist Giuliana Sgrena, who was injured in the attack, have given a totally different version of what happened. Sgrena, who writes for a left-wing newspaper, met with reporters today.
The secret agent and I are from two different worlds, but our version of events coincide, and I feel offended because despite our depositions with the U.S. inquiry, they did not take us in any way into account. I don't know why they went through this farce of interrogating us.
Sgrena repeated her version. She said the car was going slowly, there were no warnings of any kind, and the patrol opened fire suddenly from behind a sharp curve. She also said officials at the airport had been informed that the Italians were arriving. Calipari's death shook Italy. He was given a state funeral and is being remembered as a national hero for having rescued numerous Italian hostages and for having saved Giuliana Sgrena's life by shielding her with his body. Italian magistrates have opened an investigation into the Calipari killing, but they complain that their work is being hindered by U.S. military authorities in Baghdad. Today, a group of 50 opposition senators issued a letter to their counterparts in the United States Senate, urging them to help the investigation proceed so as not to spoil the friendly relations between Italy and America. Senator Antonello Falomi presented the letter to reporters today.
The conclusions that seem to have been reached by the Commission of Inquiry are not satisfactory. There are too many dark areas which may need some political assistance to be resolved.
A group of European Parliament deputies has proposed an international investigation, and the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists has called for a thorough and credible investigation to address the serious issue of safety for civilians, including members of the press, at U.S. checkpoints. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.